You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We'll be right back. Running into a new show like a fox, that was hard bop and post-bop tenor saxophonist Harold Land with the 1959 song, The Fox. The Houston, Texas native Land developed his hard bop playing with the Max Roach Clifford Brown Band into a personal, modern style. His tone was strong and emotional, yet displayed a certain fragility that made him easy to recognize. Land started playing at the age of 16 and made his first recording as the leader of the Harold Land All-Stars for the Savoy Records label in 1949. In 1954, he joined the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet. From the 70s onward, his style showed the influence of John Coltrane. Land was a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, and the jazz study programs as a lecturer in 1996 to teach instrumental jazz combo. It was said Harold Land was one of the major contributors in the history of jazz saxophone by guitarist Kenny Burrell, who is the founder and director of the UCL Studies program. Finally, this is worth noting, the band Yes included a song called Harold Land on their debut album in 1969. Yes, sir. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town teeming with jazz ghosts of the past and plenty of new cats pushing the craft forward from Kansas City, Missouri, featuring musicians like Jerry Mulligan, Elmo Hope, Charlie Mingus, and much, much more. We're going to keep the tempo sizzling here on Neon Jazz. Up next is pianist and bebop pioneer Al Haig with the 1948 tune, In a Pinch.
We'll be right back.
That was trombonist, composer, and arranger J.J. Johnson with the moving 1957 tune Nickels and Dimes off the album First Place. Johnson was one of the first trombonists to embrace bebop music and was one of the leading trombonists of the post-swing era, proving to be a huge influence on other jazz musicians. After studying the piano beginning at the age of 9, Johnson decided to play trombone at the age of 14. In 1941, he started his professional career with Clarence Love and then played with Snookum Russell in 1942. In Russell's band, he met the trumpeter Fats Navarro, who influenced him to play in the style of the tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Bebop co-inventor Dizzy Gillespie encouraged the young trombonist's development and once said of JJ, "I've always known that the trombone could be played differently, that somebody'd catch on one of these days. Man, you're elected." Man, was he ever. Along with a host of jazz standards under his belt, his influence still weighs mighty in the jazz world. Up next on Neon Jazz is trumpeter John Eardley with the 1956 song Leap Year.
Thank you.
That was tenor saxophonist Joe Henderson with the song Isotope off the Joe Henderson Quintet at the Lighthouse 2004 release. In a career spanning more than 40 years, Henderson played with many of the leading American players of his day and recorded for several prominent labels, including Blue Note. He was from a very large family that included five sisters and nine brothers and was encouraged by his parents and an older brother to study music. He even dedicated his first album to them, for being so understanding and tolerant during his formative years. From 1963 until his death after a long battle with emphysema in 2001, he consistently released a trove of quality albums either as a leader or a sideman, yet another key ingredient in the jazz alphabet soup. Up next on Neon Jazz is a sweet little 1935 tune called Twilight Time by trumpeter Roy Little Jazz Eldridge.
Thank you.
is
a
neon jazz.
Oh, yeah.
That was alto saxophonist Carmine Hugo Mariano with the song Till the Clouds Roll Off by a Beauties of 1918 record. Better known as Charlie, he was the son of Italian immigrants. Besides his work and recordings with acclaimed jazz musicians, he was best known for his use of a traditional world's loudest Indian wind instrument known as Nadaswaram. He played with one of Stan Kenton's big bands, Charlie Mingus, the United Jazz and Rock Ensemble, along with numerous other notable bands and musicians. A true paisano in the jazz universe. Up next on the program is one of the best from the annals of Kansas City jazz. Here's Grammy Award-nominated Jump Blues swing bandleader, Mr. Jay McShann with his trio on a live 2000 track, Yardbird Suite.
Thank you.
That was another friend of the KC Jazz Circuit with violinist and guitarist Claude Fiddler Williams. By the age of 10, the very talented Fiddler Williams had learned to play guitar, mandolin, banjo, and cello. Upon hearing Joe Venuti play, he was inspired to take up the violin. In 1928, he moved to Kansas City and toured with Andy Kirk's Territory band 12 Clouds of Joy, which also included Mary Lou Williams, and further honed his musicmanship by participating in jam sessions. Count Basie discovered him in Kansas City and later invited him to play rhythm guitar in his band. From the late 1960s, he often played with fellow Kansas City resident Jay McShann. He lived till the age of 96, and his memorabilia has been donated to the Special Collections Department at the Miller-Nichols Library at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, keeping it in the Kansas City family. Coming up next on Neon Jazz is tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquet with the 1964 song Star Eyes off the Desert Winds album.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one of the very first bebop jazz trumpeters, Howard McGhee, with the tune Meciendo off the Introducing the Kenny Drew Trio 1950-53 album. McGhee was well known for lightning-fast fingers and very high notes. He had a huge influence on a big crop of younger hard bop trumpeters. He taught music through the 70s, both in classrooms and in his apartment in Midtown Manhattan, and instructed musicians like Charlie Rouse in music theory. He was as much as an accomplished composer-arranger as he was a performer. Now that's some sweet music. Up next on the show is valve trombonist, pianist, and arranger Bob Brookmeyer with his quartet on the tune That's the Way It Goes. The Again, that was Bob Brookmeyer with his quartet with That's the Way It Goes. Taking us out of this little jazz odyssey is Bud Shank with the song Cool Fool. Thanks again for tuning into the show. To my good friend and engineer, Mr. John Christopher, for all that jazz. Let us know what you think or not about the show at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. I'm going to get one clean, fresh take here.
Okay. I could hardly blame you.
Neon Jazz.